好。
All right, so good to be with you this morning.
能够跟大家在一起真是很好的一件事。
You know, I feel like this is house, my home.
我觉得这就像我的家一样。
Because I have been traveling in China for the last 30 years. Many of you have not born.
因为我在过去的30年到中国很多次，相信你们当中有很多的人还没有出生。
So I know all of this Chinese culture from A to Z.So when the pastor asked me to come here almost a year ago, I felt really good that well, I can speak something to my Chinese family.
So when the pastor asked me to come here almost a year ago, I felt really good that well, I can speak something to my
Chinese family.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning.
父神啊，真是我们谢谢你今天早上。
We know your presence is here with us.
我们知道你在与我们同在。
Thank you that you will speak to our hearts today.
谢谢你，你今天要跟我们的心讲话。
You know all our needs.
你知道我们的需要。
And Lord, I ask you that you will help us through the Holy Spirit.
请你用你的圣灵帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I want to introduce my friend here, Sister Marian. Say hi.
我要介绍一下我的朋友 Mary.
Marian. She lives here in Buffalo.
她住在水牛城。
Her husband had to go somewhere else this morning.
她先生今天要去别的地方。
And she loves the Chinese people, so she is half Chinese.
她很爱中国人，所以她是半个中国人。
Many times he has been to China, so you can get to know her later on after the meeting.
他也去过中国很多次，所以你们聚完会结束的时候可以跟他讲讲话，沟通一下。
You know, we are so blessed people here in America.
在美国我们真的是蒙很大的祝福。
And so, even though we are here, some of you for a short time, some of you here for a long time, but I want to encourage you, don't forget your motherland.
不管你在这边有多长的时间，我要提醒你们不要忘掉你的祖国。
My family lives in Houston.
我的家人住在休斯顿。
My wife was here in the month of October last year.
我的太太在去年的十月在这边。
And actually not October, last year about this time.
大概是去年的这个时间。
And I have three children. They go to the University of Houston. My children.
我的孩子他们去休斯顿大学。
But we all love the Chinese people.
但我们都很爱中国人。
My children were born in Hong Kong.
我的孩子就在香港出生。
So they are also half Chinese.
所以他们也是半个中国人。
So it's so good to be here with you today.
所以真的是今天能够跟大家在一起，真是很美好的事情。
I want to introduce myself. I was born in India.
我想简单介绍一下我自己。
我
在印度出生。
When I was 4 years old, my mother died.
我四岁的时候，我母亲去世。
She was only 25 years old.
她那时候才25岁。
And so my father could not take care of 4 boys.
我的父亲没有办法自己一个人照顾四个男孩子。
So he brought 4 boys to this orphanage in India.
所以他把这个四个男孩子就送到了孤儿院。
And so I grew up in this orphanage.
所以我就在孤儿院长大。
Until I was 17, 18 years old.
直到我17、18岁。
Then when when I was 20 years old, I got saved.And I received Jesus Christ in my heart.
我二十岁的时候，我认识了主耶稣，然后我就成了接受耶稣基督做了我的救主。
I was doing business.
我那时候在经商。
And so when I got saved, God said, "It's time for you to serve God."
当我接受神做我的救主的时候，那时候神对我说。这是你侍奉神的时候。
So I dedicate my life to serve God.
所以呢，我就把自己奉献给神。
About 30 years ago.
啊，大概就是30年前。
Now I travel all over the world.
那现在呢，我在世界各地旅，就是我去世界各地。
Preaching the good news of Jesus Christ.
啊，向世界各地宣传神的福音好消息。
We have started over 6,500 churches.
啊，我们有啊。6,500
churches.
6,500 教会.
Thousands of orphanages.
上千个孤儿院.
And we are teaching people how to follow God.
我们教导人怎样去跟从耶稣基督.
Especially in Chinese churches.
特别是在中国教会.
Because Chinese church is a very unique church.
因为中国教会是非常独特的。
Nowhere in the world that you see the move of God like in China.
你看到神在中国的动的公势，其他地方看不见。
So you are blessed to have this heritage of God.
所以你真的是很受神的祝福。
And I dedicate my life some 30 years ago when I first went to Wenzhou, the city of Wenzhou.
当我30年前就是把自己奉献给神的时候，我就去了温州这个城市。
You could not speak to a Chinese face to face.
但是你没有办法跟他们面对面的交谈。
You could not spend night in the homes of Chinese.
你不能住在他们的家。
But listen, last 30 years, God opened the door, even the economic blessings, but also the church in China.
但是在过去的30年，神大开了中国的门，不但是经济上有发展，在那个教会的这个施工方面也有很大的发展。
So I'm going to share a little bit about my thoughts with you, and it's about lift up your eyes.
所以呢，我现在要今天要跟大家分享的就是信息就是你要举目看，观看。
Look what God is doing.
看神做的什么样的工作。
Even in your daily battle, you understand that God is ever present in our life.
你可以看到神在我们的生活的每一个方面都是存在的。
And when you receive Jesus Christ,
当你接受耶稣基督
，He gave the Holy Spirit.
成为你的救主的时候，他把圣灵就赐给你。
And this Holy Spirit, the Bible says that.The Holy Spirit will lead you and He will guide you.
圣经跟我们讲说，这圣灵会带领我们。
And He put purpose and dreams into your heart.
他把我们人生的目的，我们人生的梦想放在我们的心中。
He has called you for a purpose.
他呼召我们，因为他有一个计划给我们。
Not just being a Christian, but God has a purpose for your life.
不单单只是成为基督徒，神在每一个人的心中都有一个。
So my message today is lift up your eyes, see what God is doing.
所以我今天的信息就是你要举目观看，看神做什么。
The Bible said, "My sheep hears my voice."
圣经说我的羊听得到我的声音。
You know, living in America, it could be a challenge.
但是你知道我们在美国生活的人，这个是很有挑战的。
But I want to encourage you, know your vision, know your heart for God.
但是呢，我要今天要鼓励大家的就是，让我们的意向，我们的心都是属神的。
When you love God, I tell you, God has a purpose. He will tell you the best way to live in our world today.
当我们相信神的时候，神会对我们有一个计划，他会让我们知道怎样过我们的人生。
We just had Easter.
我们刚刚有复活节。
I love Easter season.
我很喜欢复活节的这个季节。
It tells me my God is strong. He's alive.
他告诉我，我的神是强大的神。
He's alive.
他是活的。
And he is strong.
他是强大的。
We can trust him.
我们可以相信他。
He is the one who leads us every day.
他是那个带领我们每一天的神。
He gives us purpose.
他给我们一个生活的目标。
He heals us from every sickness and disease.
医治了我们的疾病。
But on the other side, when I think and travel the world, I see 42% of our world is not reached. They do not know about the Easter reasons of Easter.
但是呢，我也看到的另外一个方面，就是有42%的世界上42%的人，他们根本不知道复活节。
2000 years ago, Jesus came and he died, and still 42%of our world is not reached.
但是呢，就是2000年前耶稣就来到这个世上，但是呢，现在还有42%的人还没有听到福音。
I tell you, I have opportunities. Like I said, I travel all over China many times.
我刚刚跟大家讲过，我去中国很多很多次。
And so these evangelists, they tell me, we are willing to die for Jesus Christ.
所以有这么一个跟我讲说，我们愿意为主而死。
The Bible says that when you receive Christ, that God has given us a commission is to go all over the world.
圣经跟我们讲，当我们接受耶稣基督作为我们的救主的时候，我们就有一个大使命，我们要到普世去。
So not just live for yourself, but see, lift up your eyes, say, God, what can I do for your kingdom?
所以不要单单只看到我们自己，我们要举目观看，问神说，我能为你做什么？
So when I first there to China, I met a Christian woman who went to prison for 25 years.
所以当我刚刚到中国去的时候，我遇到一个姐妹，她在监狱里面被关了25年。
So when I gave her 2 Bibles,
当我给她两本圣经，
she kissed those Bibles,
她吻了那个圣经，
and she said to me, the persecution is the beginning of revival. Persecution is the beginning of revival.
她跟我讲说，被迫害呢，是其实是你灵里面重新更新的一个开始。
And she was sent to prison because she would not deny Jesus Christ.
她被送到监狱的原因就是因为她不愿意否认耶稣基督。
And she was persecuted very severely in the close to Shandong.
所以呢，她被迫害山东。
Shandong.
在山东。
And there she spent 25 years.
然后她在山东那边就是在监狱里面度过了25年。
25 years in the winter, it was extremely difficult for her.
25年中，在冬天是非常的艰难的。
Not enough food.
没有足够的食物。
She had to dig the snow and have some roots and grass to survive at night time.
在晚上呢，她要就是在雪地里面挖那个草的或者树的根来吃
So when I got to know her, she said, I will take you to the churches in China.
So, 当我认识他的时候，他就说，我要把你带到中国的教会去。
She started 3,000 churches.
他就植了3,000 个教会。
So she began to take me to all these places in Zhejiang province, in Shandong, in Sichuan, and all the way to Urumqi, many Harbin, many places I had opportunity to speak the word of God.
所以呢，她带我到各不同的地方去，山东、哈尔滨、浙江、乌鲁木齐，就各个地方我能够有机会宣扬主的福音。
So I want to talk to you about 3 points very briefly. First is that have the passion of God in your life. Have the passion of God.
所以今天我要讲的是三个方面。第一个方面就是你要有神在你生命中的这个热忱。
All I'm saying is that when God has given you the eternal life and the life of the Holy Spirit, God is expecting something back.
我也想告诉大家的，就是当神把永生还有圣灵放在我们心中的时候，他要我们做一些事情。
Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 10.
在腓立比书第3章第10节，
讲到。
I like when the Chinese people read together. I hope you read together. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
啊，腓立比书第三章第十节。
Amen. You know, I like this Easter time that it talks about the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection.
我很喜欢复活节，因为这讲到了这个复活的大能。
And Apostle Paul, he spent a lot of time.
啊，保罗，使徒保罗，花了很多的时间。
And I like this one. He says, "So that I may know him, who God is."
啊，他说，使我能够认识基督。
Unlimited power of God is given to every believer of Jesus Christ.
啊。神这个无穷的大能呢，无限的大能是给每一个相信他的人。
You know, when Jesus came, I tell you, he defeated the enemy.
啊，当啊耶稣复活的时候，他把所有的敌人都击败了。
So we don't have to live a life of fear.
所以我们不必生活在恐惧中。
We like the worship song so that we can lift up the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我喜欢我们今天早上唱的诗歌，就是我们能够高举神的名。
When you follow Christ, I think that I believe that all things shall be added unto you.
啊，当你就是跟随基督的时候。
I like another verse from Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Maybe you can read that. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. It's a really good verse. I would like to read that.
另外一个就是罗马书第八章第十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
我们翻到了可以一起读。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵。
Hallelujah. It tells me the same spirit that raised Jesus from death lives in you and me.
这里面告诉我们，这个把耶稣基督从死里复活的圣灵，也同样的使我们，你和我的身体活起来。
I am so confident, I believe you are, that God is with you.
我深信，而且我也相信你也同样，神是与我们同在。
He wants to help you.
他要帮助你。
He wants to heal you.
他要医治你。
He wants to give you a bright future.
他要给你一个光明的前程。
Because the same Spirit of God lives in us.
因为同样的圣灵住在我们的心里。
So it's encouraging when you go through the battles in life.
所以我要鼓励大家，当你在生活上面有挣扎的时候
，Sometimes I feel, where is God?
有时候甚至我也觉得说，神在哪里呢
？What is the miracle that He has promised me?
他给我应许的这个奇迹在哪里呢
？Then I remember this verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
每当这时候，我就想起了罗马书第八章第十一节。
Same Spirit that raised Jesus from death.Lives in you.
同样的，就是那个是让耶稣基督从死里复活的灵，也是同样的会把我们。
And because of this, we are victorious through Jesus Christ.
正是因为这样子，我们是在神里面是得胜的。
So when you have problems, go look down. Don't look down.
所以当你碰到困难的时候，不要就是往低处
Look up.
下面看，你要往上面看。
And say, Lord, I thank you.
你要说主啊，我谢谢你。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你的爱。
Thank you for your promises.
谢谢你的应许。
The Bible says that God does not lie. He is a true God.
圣经告诉我们神不撒谎，神是真真实实的神。
So we must have passion to give everything back to God.
所以我们必须有这种热忱，要把我们的热心，要把我们的所有给神。
Speak to Him, Father. What you want me to do?
我们要对神，问神，跟神讲， 问神说，你神啊，父神啊，你要我为你做什么？
You know, recently, last week, I read a newspaper in America that this, in 10 years, that Chinese believers will be more in numbers than United States.
我上周看了一个报纸，他就讲说，看了一个文章讲说，十年之后，中国的基督徒的数目会多过在美国的数目。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they know how to follow God.
因为他们知道怎样跟从神。
They know how to pray.
他们知道怎样祷告。
You know, some of our meetings is 6-7 hours.
你知道我们有时候的聚会是6-7个小时。
When I first went to Shandong,
我第一次去山东的时候
it was cold.
很冷。
And when I met some of the leaders to pray,
当我跟一些就是那边的一些领袖就是见面的时候
，And I knelt down with the leaders.
我们在一起祷告的时候，我们一起跪下。
And we knelt down for almost 2 years, and we prayed for God's move.
我们跪下 2 years.
2 hours. two hours.
我们跪了2个小时。
But you know, Chinese people do that. Hallelujah. So the move of God is great in China.
我们一跪就是就是2个小时的在那边祷告，所以这个神在中国的这个推动这个事工者是很大的。
Even though in the cities there are some struggles.
即便在就城市里面有一些困难。
Guangzhou, Beijing, Shanghai, Shenyang, these big cities.Have a lot of young people. They do not want to follow God.
在广州，在上海，在北京，在沈阳，有一些年轻人，他们不想。
So I want you to pray for these young people to follow God.
所以我要大家为这些年轻人祷告。
We want to see young people serving God.
我们要看到年轻人来侍奉神。
So number one is passion to give all to God.
所以第一个就是第一点就是我们要把我们的要有一个把我们所有都给神的这个热心。
Number two, be Jesus minded, not double minded.
第二个就是说要以基督为基督为念，不要有三心二意。
Be Jesus minded, not double minded.
要以耶稣的心念为念不要三心二意。
Let's read Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
让我们看使徒行传第二十。
Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
第20:24一起读，就在我们的那个bulletin 上面。
Yeah.
在后面，大家看看我们一起读。我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的指示，证明神恩惠的福音。
I like this word because it talks about not just walking with God for 10 years or 15 years. Paul said, so that I may run the race, finish the race that God has given.
我很喜欢这一段经节，因为它不只是跟我们讲说我们跟神同走10年或20年的时间这里面保罗跟我们讲说，他是要行完我们的路程，成为我从主耶稣所领成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
Paul is saying that my life is nothing. I want to obey God.
保罗所说的说。他的生命是没有什么的他不以生命为念，他只是要服从神。
I don't want to be distracted by the other things.
他不要被其他的事情分心。
I want to run the race.
他要行完他的路程。
So first of all, you as believer of Jesus Christ, to understand who you are, what is your purpose, what did God call you to do?
所以作为我们每一个基督徒来说，我们要问自己说，我们是谁？我们要为神做什么样的工？
Paul said, I want to finish the race well.
保罗说他要行完。
Every one of you, God has called you.
每一个我们在每个人，神都对我们有呼召。
I see many young people.
我说年轻人。
God has a purpose.
神有一个目。
Do not compromise. Do not compromise.
你们不要觉得说没有什么。
Dedicate fully to the work of the Lord.
啊，每一天都要为神活得丰丰富富。
Jesus came to give us life and abundant.
啊，神给我们的生命是丰盛。
We have so much heritage in Chinese church.
啊，在啊。中国的教会呢，有很多很好的传统。
Many missionaries came and brought the goodness of Jesus Christ.
啊，很多就是宣道士到这边来，很多宣道士传扬神的福音。
I'm going to tell a little bit about Hudson Taylor who came from England to China.
啊，我要跟大家讲那个戴德生的，就是到中国传讲福音。
It was around 1850 or 60.
就是大概是在1760年。
It was not easy for him.
那时候对他来说很不容易。
He felt the call of God.
He felt
the call of God.
他感觉到神的呼召。
Before that, Robert Morrison came to China.
在他之前呢，Morrison 去了中国。
He helped the first Bible in Chinese language. Robert Morrison, yes.
他当时呢，他那个就是第一次翻译了第一本的那个中文圣经。
Then came Hudson Taylor. He had the desperate call to speak to the Chinese.
然后呢，那个戴德生去了，他那时候真的心里面有一种就是非常的那种渴望去中国传福音。
You remember the man who had long hair? He shaved his hair and had a little pigtail here.
你记得说有个张照片，就是他有一个就是也是梳了清朝那时候的长辫子。
All the people who worked with him, they had to have black clothes on. They had to have dyed their hair black.
那时候呢，他们把他们的头发染成了黑色，然后他们也穿那个黑色的衣服。
It was a very difficult time because China is rising, political changes happening at that time.
那时候真的对他们来说是很难的，因为那时候中国经过很多的政变。
But he was persistent.
但是呢。他非常的坚持。
You know, in those days, travel from England or USA to China would take about 2 years.
你知道在那时候，从英国到美国，然后到中国是这个行程是要有两年的时间的。
You know, last year I prayed for 6 years for a flight from Houston to Beijing. I have been praying for 6 years. Finally, last year, June the 12th.A flight started from Houston to Beijing.
我一直就是为休斯顿到北京的直航一直祷告了六年终于在去年的六月12号有直航了。
And it is only 13 hours. Only 13 hours.
然后这个直飞就是这个航程只有13个小时。
So I got so excited.
所以我当时很激动。
I saved 6 hours not going from San Francisco anymore.
我这样子我能省掉6个小时的时间，我不必再到三藩市去转机。
And it's the Chinese airline, so I get so excited about that.
而且这个是一个中国的航空公司。
So I want to encourage you. These people came with a persistent message from God to China.
所以我要告诉大家的就是这些宣道士呢他们到中国去宣道他们有这个就是坚韧的心。
And out of 5 children, 3 of them died in China. These children of Hudson Taylor.
戴德生他一共有5个孩子然后三个。
People did not understand him.
How many died?
Three died.
3个去世了。那时候人其他人不了解他们。
His wife died when she was only 39 years old.
他的太太39岁就去世了。
And so this situation was very difficult for him.
啊，这些境遇对他来说真的是非常的艰难。
Like the political situation is changing at that time.
啊，那时候呢，中国的那个政体也有很大的改变。
And many Christians were killed.
很多的基督徒被杀。
53 children were killed at that time.
53个就是基督徒的孩子。
And 157 adult Christians were killed at the time.
167个基督徒也被杀了。
But he continued to bring missionaries and sending missionaries to China.
但是呢，继续把宣教士带到中国去。
And now there are thousands of missionaries working not just in China but other parts of Asia as well.
现在呢有上千个的宣道士，不仅是在中国，也在世界的各地宣道。
Our life may go through difficult times sometime.
我们人生会经过一些艰难的时候。
But we cannot compromise with God.
但是呢，我们并不要因为这样子就把神的事工放下。
David says in the book of Psalms.
大卫在诗篇讲到。
He said, "Oh God, early in the morning, I seek Your face."
他说神啊，在清晨的时候，我寻找你的脸光。
I want to follow You.
我要跟从你。
I want to seek You.
我要寻找你。
And I want to encourage you today, brothers and sisters, that let our light be worthy to serve God.
所以今天我要鼓励大家，让我们的人生活得值得。让我们的人生是为神，侍奉神而活。
That even in our battles in our life, we recognize who God is.
即便是在我们的生活中有征战的时候，我们要知道神是谁。
We understand that God has fulfilled our purpose when we follow His ways.
我们要知道说，当我们跟随神的时候，神就把我们的等。他要给我们的目的完成了。
I just heard from our Chinese friends in Shanghai. They say in Zhejiang province, in some parts of Wenzhou, they have taken down the crosses that are all over Wenzhou. Taken down, destroyed the churches. The crosses. Yeah.
我刚刚从我上海的朋友听到说，就在浙江跟温州那个地方，那个政府把那个十字架取下来了。
We still find difficulties in China.
我们还是看到在中国就是宣教的困难。
But I tell you, Christians are strong. They are praying together.
但是我想告诉大家的就是，基督徒是强大的。一起祷告。
They're caring for one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They're meeting the needs of the believers.
他们是让相信的人能得到需要。
And that is the right way to do.
这就是我们应该做的。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters, understand God's vision for your life.
所以我要鼓励大家要知道神的意向。
When you do go through difficult time, know God is with you.
当你人生有困难的时候，你要知道神与你同在。
While you are here, maybe you are a student, maybe you work, but understand your country is China.
当你在这边的时候，不管你是在这边学习或者工作的时候，你要知道你的国家在中国。
In the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, it says, let me read that verse, and then I will tell you. It says, Isaiah 6, 8, here I am. Isaiah said, here I am, send me.
在以赛亚书第六章，以赛亚先知对神说，神啊，我在这，差遣我。
Isaiah 6, 8, it says, send me.
在第六章第八节说，差遣我。
Many of you cannot go, but you can send missionaries to China.
很多你们当中很多人可能自己不能去，但是你可以差遣。
We have some paper there you can take home and you can read what we are doing there.
我们在后面的桌子上面有一些小传单，你可以看。你可以带回家去，然后你可以看看我们这个事工机构是做什么样的事情。
Verse 8 said, then Isaiah said, then I heard the voice of God saying, whom shall I send?
在以赛亚书第六章第八节讲就是讲到说我听到主的声音说我能差遣谁呢
Then Isaiah said, Here I am, Lord, send me.
以赛亚说我在这请差遣我。
Today, Chinese church is one of the strongest church in the world.
今天中国的教会是在世界上最强大的教会之一。
It's spreading like wildfire.
就像那个就是野火一样这样子，就是传播出去。
About 2 years ago, I took some Brazilian pastors, 20 Brazilian pastors. They want to see why there is a move of God in China.
就是我跟二十几个巴西的这个宣教士谈过这个问题，他们就问我说，为什么在中国福音传得这么快
？And they begin to see that the Chinese leaders, they are very simple.
他们看到的是，在中国就是这些长老领袖，他们都非常的简单。
They pray 4 or 5 hours in the morning.
他们每天早上祷告的4-5个小时。
They are not worldly people.
他们不是属世的人。
They are very simple.
他们非常的简单。
They want to study the word of God.
他们要学习神话。
And seeing these pastors from Brazil, they said, we want to take these elements to Brazil. Now, Brazil also has many revival meetings in Brazil.
然后这些巴西的宣教士看到了，就是说我们要把这些好的传统带到巴西去。那我们今天也看到巴西的振兴复兴。
I want to encourage you, know your God.
所以我要鼓励大家要知道我们的神。
Know his purpose for you.
知道他在你的生命中的目的。
And as he speaks to you, say, God, I am weak, but you are strong. Help me.
我们要跟神说我是软弱的，但是你是刚强的，帮助我。
The Bible says, God's Holy Spirit is present with you at all times.
在圣经中应许我们说我圣灵是一直跟我们在一起。
I want to read one last verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
我要跟大家读的最后一个经节就是《哥林多前书》第15:58，就也是在我们的 bulletin 上面有。
Let's read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, together. 1, 2, 3.
所以，我亲爱的弟兄们。你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Hallelujah! Living in America, you will have struggle, more struggle.
在美国，生活你会有一些挣扎。
But the Bible said, stand firm.
但是圣经跟我们讲，
stand firm, encourage one another.
我们要彼此鼓励。
I always tell the Chinese church, we are family.
我经常跟中国教会讲说，
we have to look for one another.
我们是一家，我们要彼此照顾。
Don't be too busy or not caring for one another.
不要太忙了，然后忽略了要彼此照顾。
He said, let nothing move you. Be strong.
圣经里面这样讲说，不可摇动，要坚固。
So I want to encourage you, be Jesus-minded, be full of love of God.
所以我要鼓励大家，要以基督的心意为念，要有爱，从基督那边的爱。
We have taken thousands of American people, European people to China.
我们带了上千个美国人或者欧洲人到。中国去。
They are so loving people. They become like a family.
他们去了之后，真的是就成了好像一家。
So remember, you have a strong heritage from God.
所以你要知道，你有从神那边来的一个
Be strong. Be full of love.
所以你要坚固，
Be caring for one another.
要彼此。
I want to tell you a little story, and then I will finish.
我最后要跟大家分享。
This missionary's name is William Carey.
有一个宣教士叫威廉 Carey。
He went to missionary do mission work in India.
他去印度宣教。
And he also was very much persecuted.
他也是受迫害。
He learned the very difficult language, and he started to translate the Bibles in several languages. Several, few languages. Yeah.
Yeah. 他开始在那个学语言，然后他把就是圣经翻译成为在印度那边的几个语言。
And not only that, he had a lot of troubles. A lot of people gave him hard times when he was living in India.
那时候在当他在印度生活的时候，他很多人给他很多的就是阻碍和困难。
But what he did is he always trusted God.
但是呢，他总是相信神。
He started universities where people could go and learn the Bible.
他在那边开了大学，让就是印度人能够进到大学里面学习圣经。
And not only that, he started to have Bible schools and training centers and translate in different languages.
不仅如此，他在那边就是有一些培训的中心，然后用的是就是。翻译成为当地一些语言的那个圣经。
And he said to the people,
他对人说
I want to go to the mountain.
我想到山上去。
I want to go to the caves.
我想到就是穴洞里面去。
Are you going to be with me?
你要与我一起去吗？
Can you hold the rope so I can go down?
你可以抓住那个绳子，然后好让我去吗？
Can you hold the rope so I can go to the mountain?
你可以抓住那个绳子，让我能够爬上去吗？
And today I want to encourage all our brothers and sisters.
所以今天我要鼓励我你弟兄姐妹。
Let us hold the rope. Let us hold the rope.
让我们能够抓住那个绳子。
Don't go away alone, wander somewhere. Stay together.
不要自己就是这样流失掉，我们要在一起。
I believe when we are together, there is fire, there is encouragement.
当我们在一起的时候，我们有互相的鼓励。
There is purpose.
有目的。
United, we can be strong. Understand China.
当我们合为一的时候，我们就能够强大。
Now we have Chinese missionaries. Listen.We have Chinese missionaries going to North Korea.
现在呢，我们有中国的宣教士到北韩去。
I bet most of you do not want to go to North Korea. It's so dangerous.
我相信你们当中就是很多人都不愿意到北韩去，因为那边。
But I tell you, we have Chinese missionaries from Dandong. They are going to China.
但是我要告诉大家。
Not China, sorry, North Korea.
Dandong
to North Korea.
但是我要跟大家讲的就是，我们有从丹东的中国宣教士到北韩去。
Because they understand the call of God.
因为他们明白神的呼召。
When the gospel came from the Silk Road, from Urumqi, came to Shanghai, Beijing, and other parts.
当福音从丝绸之路从乌鲁木齐到上海到北京上海的时候。
Now the believers taking the gospel, the same road, Silk Road, to the Muslim nations.
现在呢，是中国的宣教士是就是带着福音从丝绸路那边丝绸之路那边把福音传给了穆斯林的国家。
So I feel good being a Chinese, going to Mongolia and going all the way to Urumqi and going to the Islamic nations.
所以我真的是觉得说当个中国人很好。我们从蒙古，从乌鲁木齐，然后把福音传到了阿拉伯国家去。
So my message today: be strong, my brothers and sisters.
所以今天的信息就是，我们要坚固弟兄姐妹们。
No, God is with you.
我们知道神与我们同在。
We print a lot of Bibles, Chinese Bibles in China.
在中国有印了很多的圣经。
Many countryside do not have Bibles.
中文的圣经，很多的乡村他们没有圣经。
Because we want to care for the brothers and sisters together.
我们要 我们的弟兄姐妹就是彼此相爱。
So let it be like this. So in 10 years, there will be millions and millions of new Christians in Chinese churches.
所以就让我们这样子做，然后让我们在10年之后有上百万的新的基督徒在中国。
Lift up your eyes.
我们要举目观看。
Lift up your eyes. See what God is doing.
举目观看，看神做的工。
So you'll be strong when the days are coming.
所以你当那一天到来的时候，神呼召你那天到来的时候，你能够坚固。
And God will help us to be strong together serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且神会帮助我们，在他里面坚固，让我们一同的侍奉他。
Let's stand to your feet.
然后我们大家一起站起来。
Father, we thank you today.
神啊，天父，我们谢谢你。
Let your spirit work in our heart.
让你的圣灵在我们的心中动工。
We are weak, but you are strong.
我们是软弱的，但你是刚强。
That you meet the needs of the people here today.
你会满足这边人的需要。
We thank you for this opportunity.
我们谢谢你在这边有这个机会。
May you be the Lord of our life.
让你作为我们生活中的主。
That we will seek after you.
让我们能够寻求你。
That we give you all praise and glory to your name.
让我们把所有的赞美、称颂、荣耀都归你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.